Travel far, my little Calel. But we will never leave you, even in the face of our death. You will make my strength your own. You will see my life through your eyes, as your life will be seen through mine. The son becomes the father, and the father the son.
Of your past, I know you're a good man, and all good men deserve a second chance. From the moment I received your first letter, I knew you were not like the rest. You came from nothing. And you worked so hard to get where you are. You might have made a few mistakes.
Gertrude, for God's sake!
You said that if I helped you get out of prison, you'd take care of me.
Mm-hmm.
And you have. You've shown me pleasures that I've never known. That's why you deserve everything. I love you. Lex Luthor. Oh.
You can keep that.
The rest is mine.
We're done.
get this thing out of my face.
Lax, your friends give me the creeps.
Prison is a creepy place, Kitty.
One needs to make creepy friends in order to survive. Even a man with my vast talents is worth less inside than a carton of cigarettes and a sharp piece of metal in your pocket.
Do you know the story of Prometheus?
No, of course you don't.
Prometheus was a god who stole the power of fire from the other gods and gave control of it to mortals. In essence, he gave us technology. He gave us power.
So we're stealing fire? In the Arctic?
Actually, sort of. You see, whoever controls technology controls the world. The Roman Empire ruled the world because they built roads. The British Empire ruled the world because they built ships. America, the atom bomb, and so on and so forth. I just want what Prometheus wanted.
Sounds great, Lex. But you're not a god.
Gods are selfish beings who fly around in little red capes and don't share their power with mankind.
Hey, boss. We found something.
No. I don't want to be a god. I just want to bring fire to the people. And I want my cut. Think so. Most would. This is more of a monument to a long dead and extremely powerful civilization. This is where he learned who he was. This is where he came for guidance.
Possibilities. Endless. Possibilities.
You act like you've been here before.
My son. You do not remember me. I am Jarell. I am your father. By now, I will have been dead many thousands of your years.
He thinks I'm his son.
Planet Krypton. Embedded in the crystals before you is the total accumulation of all literature and scientific fact from dozens of other worlds, spanning the 28 known galaxies. There are questions to be asked. Here in this fortress of solitude, we shall try to find the answers together.
Can he see us?
No, he's dead.
So, my son. Kal-El.
tell me everything, starting with crystals.
Tuesday between supporters
hindered the firefighting efforts for almost.
Police have finally arrived. It is still complete mayhem down here.
Fighting broke out between rival factions in the southernmost region of the country, with mortar fire and small arms attacks prevalent.
Don't worry, I buried it this morning.
That it was futile trying to force him to testify before a grand jury investigating a 2003 arson.
5 years. If your father was alive, he never would have let you go. I almost gave up hope. I just thought I would never see you again. Oh, Clark. Did you find what you were looking for?
I thought, hoped, it might still be there.
Your home.
That place was a graveyard. I'm all that's left.
Clark, the universe is a big place. And you don't know who's out there. And even if you are the last, you're not alone.
I know.
Sorry.
Watch out, will you?
Excuse me.
Sorry. Sorry.
Great. Would you be careful? Jimmy. Mr. Clark! I mean, Kent! Mr. Kent! Welcome back! Oh, my God! Wait right there. I'll be right back. Oh, hey, sorry, guys. I'm still looking for a place to live, if you know of anything. Behind you, Mr. Kent.
I made it myself. It's a cake.
Oh, it looks delicious.
Olson, where are the photos of that birthday clown massacre thing?
I'm on it, Chief. Hey, look who's back.
Kent?
Hey, Chief. Thank you for giving me my job back.
Don't thank me. Thank Norm Palmer for dying.
It was his time.
Let's get you set up, huh?
Olson!
Okay, so I gotta run, but I will be back to check on you in a sec. Mr. Kent? Oh, hey, do you know where I can find...
Lois?
The timing of this automated ignition countdown is the most precarious part of the project.
Lois Lane, Daily Planet. You also stated that the shuttle will usher in a new era of travel, enabling the average person to afford transcontinental flights. But can you tell us the exact price an average person will be expected to pay?
The answer to that question is in the press package. The Earth is surrounded by a magnetic field, which we call the atmosphere. It reaches from
5 minutes. Yeah, he looks just like his mom. Already takes after her, too, especially when it comes to getting into trouble.
Mother.
Oh, yeah, well, I guess you've been gone. Fearless reporter Lois Lane is a mommy. Oh, you know, I'll just take that. That's good.
Sorry.
No, she's got plenty.
Wait, she's married?
Yes. No. Not really. It's more like a prolonged engagement. But don't ask Miss Lane when they're tying the knot, because she hates that question.
Since this is a joint venture with the Air Force,
you're all right. You look like you could use a drink.
This place is so tacky. Why are we back here?
Kitty. While you were doing your nails and ordering fur coats online, I was busy unlocking the secrets of one of the most advanced civilizations in the universe.
Weren't there two of those?
You see, unlike our clunky, earthbound forms of construction, the technology on Krypton, Superman's home world, was based on manipulating the growth of crystals.
Sounds like hocus pocus to me.
Well, naturally. To the primitive mind, any sufficiently advanced technology would be indistinguishable from magic. But imagine cities, vehicles, weapons, entire continents, all grown.
To think that one could create a new world with such a simple little object. It's like a seed, and all it needs is water.
Like a... sea monkeys.
Exactly, Kitty. Like sea monkeys.
Clark has been doing a little soul searching for the last couple years. He saw llamas.
Yeah?
Yeah. Must be tough coming back.
I'm coming back?
To work.
Yeah. Well, you know, things change. I mean, of course things change, but sometimes things that you didn't think would change could change. Take Lois. A woman like her, I never thought she'd settle down.
You know, if you ask me, because she'll never tell you this, but if you ask me, she's still in love with you-know-who.
The original space shuttle generated 7.5 million pounds of thrust just in the initial launch phase. But by piggybacking on this Boeing 777?
Yes?
If this launch is as pivotal as you claim, why is it only being covered by one news network?
Why don't we save those questions for the post-launch briefing? How about that, Miss Lane? When we hit 40,000 feet, the shuttle will detach, ascend, and then fire the first of two propellant systems, the liquid fuel boosters. When the shuttle reaches the stratosphere, the secondary insertion booster will fire, propelling the craft at 4 Gs into the mesosphere.
Careful, I know. Careful. Careful.
I know.
Wow, that's really something, Lex.
Wait for it.
Wow, that's really something, Lex. It's freaking Gone with the Wind.
Shut off the camera.
But I'm getting it.
I said shut off the damn camera.
I think I did something wrong.
No. That wasn't you.
CDR, start the clock.
3 minutes and counting. Body signs normal. Crew's looking good. Shuttle readouts
are holding steady. We're still a go for launch.
Roger.
Houston, you copy.
Houston, do you copy?
Oh, God.
Electrical failure.
Please, there's nothing to worry about. It seems that we are experiencing a slight power outage.
What'd you do?
It wasn't me. It just cycled back up.
Genesis, radio check from Houston.
Oh, there we have it. We were experiencing a power outage.
Climbing to 40,000 feet.
Roger, 40,000 feet.
Is that it?
I don't think so.
engine failure, but they're up and running again.
Genesis, I hate to say this, but it looks like we're going to have to scrub the launch.
Aborting booster ignition.
Roger. Aborting booster ignition.
Boosters are non-responsive. We're still counting down for ignition.
Platform, we have a problem.
Go.
Looks like something faulted during the power outage. Both sets of boosters are still counting down for ignition.
Platform, you have 30 seconds.
What?
Release the couplings. We can't shut down the boosters. We should still be able to manage the launch and recover to the
emergency field.
T-minus 23 seconds to ignition.
Genesis, you're go for evac procedures.
24. 20. 19.
Couplings are non-responsive.
We're still 17.
Attached. Platform, couplings are jammed. 15.
14.
Don't be alarmed. It's absolutely normal.
We're still attached. Couplings are non-responsive.
Houston, can you do a remote override?
7.
Remote override is unresponsive.
5.
Remote override
4.
Is unresponsive.
3.
And if you're lucky, you may hear the faint pop of the sonic boom.
Houston, we have ignition.
Roger, ignition.
This is Python 2-1. She's pulling away.
Okay, all flight controllers on the plane.
Keep up. Switch to emergency
frequencies.
Warning. Warning.
UPV breaking news. From Washington, Frank Jacobs.
We've just received word that the inaugural flight of the Genesis space shuttle is experiencing a mid-air emergency.
Problem with the launch of the new orbital shuttle, Genesis. The reports are telling us the shuttle failed to disengage, sending both craft rocketing toward space.
We're now going live to Cape Canaveral for the latest update on this story.
Jim, all we know right now is that the couplings which hold the shuttle to the 777 malfunctioned and did not release its plan. We're uncertain as to why the ignition sequence continued and the boosters still fired. However, there's speculation here that the blackout, which occurred...
Insertion booster ignition in 5 seconds.
Warning. Warning.
What the hell is that?
There's some kind of unidentified bogey coming in from the north.
Roger that.
And it's coming in fast.
Thank you.
everyone all right? You okay? Well, I hope this experience hasn't put any of you off flying. Statistically speaking, it's still the safest way to travel.
Okay, everybody, listen up. I want to know it all, everything. Olsen, I want to see photos of him everywhere. No, I want the photos. Sports, how are they going to get that plane out of the stadium? Travel, where did he go? Was he on vacation? If so, where? Gossip, has he met somebody? Fashion, is that a new suit? Health, has he gained weight? What's he been eating? Business, how is this going to affect the stock market? Long term, short term. Politics, does he still stand for truth, justice? All that stuff. Lifestyle. Superman Returns. Come on.
Oh, Gil, how many apps are there in catastrophic?
None. What's the usage?
This mysterious electromagnetic pulse knocked out portable devices and entire power grids, causing a catastrophic event during the highly touted...
Lois?
Yes.
In my office. This goes for everyone. The story isn't the blackout. It's Superman.
The story is the EMP, Chief. Every electronic device on the East Coast goes dark.
First, are you okay?
Yes, thank
you. Lois, three things sell papers. Tragedy, sex, and Superman. People are sick of tragedy. We know you can't write worth a damn about sex.
And that means one thing, right? And that one thing is Superman. And you know it, Lois.
Lois?
You all right?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Where's
Jason? I don't know. Isn't he with you?
Huh.
Well, where is he?
Hi.
Hello.
Who are you?
I'm Clark Kent, an old friend of your mom's from before you were born.
Really? She never mentioned you.
Really? Never?
No.
Jason, what are you doing here, honey?
Daddy's office is boring.
Daddy's office is boring? Clark, hey, welcome back. I see you've already met the munchkin.
Yeah, we were just talking.
Did you take your vitamins?
Yes.
Eye drops?
Yes.
Albuterol?
Yes.
Polybiflor?
Yes, Mom.
Good boy. He's a little fragile, but he's going to grow up to be big and strong, just like his dad, won't you? Yes?
Yes.
Oh, I saw you on the,
Oh, yeah. That was nothing. Hey, can I borrow your stapler?
Oh, yeah.
Thanks.
Congratulations on the Pulitzer. That's It's incredible.
Yeah, can you believe it? So, I want to hear all about your trip. Where'd you go? What'd you see? Meet anyone special?
Well, there's so much. Where to begin?
Where's the little guy? Hey, kiddo. How are you?
Good. Can you work some family magic to get your uncle to stop giving me such a hard time on this article? Please?
Again?
Again.
Again. How are you, kiddo?
Oh, this is Clark.
Oh.
Clark, Richard, Richard, Clark.
Richard White.
Hi.
Richard's an assistant editor here who's basically saved our international section.
Well.
He's also a pilot and he loves horror movies. Clark is... Well, he's Clark.
Well, it's great to finally meet you. I've heard so much.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, Jimmy just won't shut up about you.
Gotta run.
Where?
You heard Perry. Superman's back and he thinks I'm the only one... equipped to...
To what?
Oh, I don't know. You know.
Yeah, so don't listen to him.
I'm not. I'm going to the power plant to check out the blackout.
Okay. Bye, Mom.
Bye.
Bye, Lois.
And she's gone. You know, no matter how close we are, that woman will always be a mystery to me. You need anything?
I'm right over there.
Nice to finally meet you.
Can you go to the park?
Oh, he's cute.
Run into trouble?
Should see the other guys.
What are we gonna do?
You're gonna modify it and attach it to the stern. I don't care if the instructions are in Russian.
Riding a bike, I guess.
A bike?
Yeah, you know, never mind. But I was wondering, since I've gotten back, we haven't really had a chance to catch up, and I thought maybe if you'd like, we could go grab some food.
Hey, can I ask you something?
Oh, sure.
Have you ever met someone? It's almost like you were from totally different worlds, but you showed such a strong connection that you knew you were destined to be with each other. And then you just... takes off without explaining why or without even saying goodbye. Sounds cheesy, I know.
Well, maybe it was hard to say goodbye because he had to go and wanted to say goodbye, but maybe it was too difficult for him.
Difficult? What's so difficult about it? Goodbye. It's easy. What's so hard about saying goodbye?
Who are we talking about?
Nobody. Just forget I said anything. Taxi! Hey! Taxi! Wow. Thanks. 312 Riverside Drive, please. Good night, Clark.
Chinese if he's allergic?
Because he loves the peas. I think we all prefer egg rolls over macrobiotic shakes.
Yeah.
That's a good point. So I noticed you've been acting a little different lately.
Have I?
You know, Lois, that article that you wrote.
Why the world doesn't need Superman?
No. The other one from years ago, before we met.
Well, which article? I wrote dozens about him. I was practically his press agent.
I spent the night with Superman.
Richard, come on. It was the title of an interview. Plus, it was your Uncle Perry's idea.
I know. It's okay.
Richard, it was a long time ago.
Were you in love with him?
He was Superman. Everyone was in love with him.
But were you?
Reason above all, their capacity for good. I have sent them you, my only son.
Thank you.
Attention. The Metropolis Museum of Natural History will close in 10 minutes. We hope that you've enjoyed.
Sir, we're closing in 10 minutes.
We only need 5.
The museum's closed.
Miss?
My heart. I have a palpitation, a heart palpitation, and a murmur. Please, take me to the hospital. Take me to the hospital.
Just hold on tight.
Bingo. There you are, man.
My palpitations are gone. What did you do?
I didn't do anything.
Call me Catherine.
Catherine, I'm glad you're feeling better.
You have places to go, people to see it.
Yes.
Would you like to get a cup of coffee sometime? I know that's forward. Or a drink.
Good night, Catherine.
Good night.
Mannschaften vom Sicherheitsdienst eilen sich. Oh mein Gott, nein, sie fallen. Unglaublich.
Meine Damen und Herren,
Superman.
Flight is on every channel.
He was in Manila at 10:55 p.m. and then spotted...
Hey, Ken! He wants to see you.
Oh, thanks. Disaster. But as the security footage from a simple deli robbery proves, there's really no feat too big or too small.
Reports are flooding in from Metropolis, Houston, Gotham, and as far away as Cairo...
Satellites have proven most ineffective at tracking him. He might literally be moving near the speed of light.
L'intrigue de Superman a encore sauvé la situation ce soir. Dans le petit village de Fairmont, il a étouffé le feu qui dévorait une maison et en a sauvé ses occupants d'une mort certaine. Ce soir, les pompiers ainsi que les familles
sont en train de se
faire.
These are iconic, and they were taken by a 12-year-old with a camera phone. What do you got, Os?
I got those. Look, in the sky, Chief.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
No, look, it's... You wanted to see me?
Yeah, Ken, come on in. Sit down. I want to talk a little strategy. Okay. First off, Lois, I don't understand what you're doing sneaking around covering this blackout.
It wasn't just a blackout, Chief. Cell phones, pagers, automobiles,
every
airplanes.
Every other paper in this town has got a female reporter, a good-looking female reporter, stashed on the roof covering Superman. And you two are the ones with the history.
Chief, I've done Superman. Covered him. You know what I mean.
Yeah, that makes you an expert, so you're going to do him again.
But there are a dozen other stories out there.
Yeah, name one.
Well, there was a museum robbery last night. Even Superman missed that one. He's too busy saving this hooker.
Why don't you guys track down Lex Luthor? Well, I mean, no one's seen him since his fifth appeal, and he's got more bad history with Superman than anyone. Maybe he's got something to say, eh?
Luthor's yesterday's news.
No, I like that idea. Perry, Lex Luthor is a career criminal who nearly killed him, for God's sakes.
Jimmy, how'd Lex Luthor get out of prison?
Why?
Well... The appeals court called Superman as a witness, and he wasn't around.
Plenty of gossip columns out there.
How much do you think that pisses off Superman?
So give him to someone else.
A lot. A lot.
Polly. Give him to Polly.
Lois, Superman.
What about the blackout?
Kent, blackout.
Great. Thanks, Chief.
Lois, I'm sorry. I'd hate if this damaged our relationship.
Relationship?
Yeah.
Hi, Mommy.
Hi, you.
Hey, guys. You got an A in science, but a D in gym, so we're doing something right.
Yeah, at least one of us is.
What?
It's Perry. He just shoved Superman back into my life.
Well, honey, I'm sure you can find a way to interview Superman without bringing him back into your life.
There's really no way around it, folks. Superman is back in all of our lives. We're coming to you from downtown Sydney, where people have gathered on this rooftop to stare at the sky.
Okay, how about this? We'll stay late, we'll get dinner, I'll help with Superman, and you and Clark can work on the blackout together. Is that all right with you, Clark? Swell.
I did. A man can always tell when a woman is pretending, especially Superman.
So did you get your rock?
I did.
times are right, the blackout spread from a specific origin point.
Where?
I'm not sure yet.
So with the super hearing, does he hear each sound by itself or everything all at once?
Both.
He's certainly a lot taller than I thought.
6'4".
I love that he can see through anything. I'd have fun with that.
Anything but lead.
I bet he's
225 pounds, faster than a speeding bullet, draws his power from the sun, invulnerable to anything but kryptonite, and he never lies.
Kryptonite?
Radioactive pieces of his homeworld. It's deadly. To him.
Boss, how tall would you say Clark is?
6'3", 6'4".
215 pounds.
Jimmy, Jason, let's go get these intrepid reporters something to keep them going, okay?
Leaders!
Come here, canhead. Come on this way. Do they have anything other than burritos?
So, have you found a place to live yet?
No. I'm still looking.
You know, Lois, I wanted to ask you about that.
Hey, I'm going to run downstairs for some fresh air. Great!
You know, you really shouldn't smoke, Miss Lane. Sorry, didn't mean to startle you.
No, I'm fine, really. Just wasn't expecting you.
With all the press on the plane, I wasn't sure it was the best time for us to talk.
Well, there's no press around now. Except for me, of course.
I know some people are asking a lot of questions now that I'm back. I think it's only fair that I answer those people.
So, you're here for an interview? Okay, then. Where'd I put that thing?
Your right pocket.
Let's start with the big question. Where'd you go?
To Krypton.
But you told me it was destroyed ages ago.
It was. But when astronomers thought they found it, I had to see for myself.
Well, you're back. And everyone seems to be pretty happy about it.
Not everyone. I read the article, Lois.
Yeah, so did a lot of people. Tomorrow night, they give me the Pulitzer.
Why did you write it?
How could you leave us like that? I moved on. So did the rest of us. That's why I wrote it. The world doesn't need a savior. And neither do I.
Lois, will you come with me?
Why?
There's something I want to show you.
about Mom.
You won't be.
Clark said the reason you left without saying goodbye is because it was too unbearable for you. Personally, I think that's a load of crap.
Clark?
This is the guy I work with.
Maybe Clark's right.
You know my, Richard. He's a pilot. He takes me up all the time.
Not like this. That the world doesn't need a savior. But every day I hear people crying for one. I'm sorry I left you, Lois. I'll take you back now.
Richard's a good man. And you've been gone a long time.
I know.
So will I see you around?
I'm always around.
Good night, Lois.
Oh, we're having beef, honey. Do you want the tofu wrap or the veggie wrap? You alright?
Mm-hmm.
Where have you been?
I was up on the roof, getting some air.
Tell the truth now. Were you smoking?
No.
Is this real? Where'd you find him?
He found me.
Oh, this is great. I can't wait to read it.
So, Mr. White, about the black...
Lois, this is the biggest night of your life. Have you picked out a dress? You know, something snazzy?
It just feels a little weird winning for that article. It just doesn't seem right.
What doesn't seem right?
Oh, I don't know. Winning an award for an article called Why the World Doesn't Need Superman, when according to this newspaper, they do.
Lois, Pulitzer Prizes are like Academy Awards. Nobody remembers what you got one for. It's just that you got one.
But...
this is your night. You enjoy it. I'm sure Kent's on the blackout.
Of water and power, please. 7782. Right. Metropolis Public Works.
Hi, Stephen. This is Lois Lane from the Daily Planet.
Blackout?
Hello.
And I just need a little info on a few outstanding power grids.
Yeah, I do have it here, actually.
So, the Uptown grid went dark at 12:36 and Midtown 10 seconds before. Which grid was hit first?
It just reads Vanderwerf.
Across the river?
Six Springwood Drive.
Is that a residence or business?
A residence.
You're sure? Nothing before that?
That's all it shows.
Thank you very much. Jason.
There she was, Jason. You're late, Mommy. Where are we? Is this a Pulitzer?
Nope. Just gotta ask these people a few questions and then we can go. No, honey.
Are we trespassing?
No. Yes. Hello?
I like the curly one.
go. This was a bad idea. Lex Luthor.
Lois Lane?
You're bald.
And what is your name?
I'm not supposed to talk to strangers.
Cute kid and smart.
Thanks.
But we're not really strangers, are we? I mean, this is kind of a little reunion, isn't it? Heck, I'm a fan. I love your writing. And your dress.
I love your boat. How'd you get it? Swindle some old widow out of her money?
That's funny. Hey, didn't you win the Pulitzer Prize for my favorite article of all time, Why the World Doesn't Need Superman?
Didn't you have a few more years to go on that double life sentence?
Yes, well, we can thank the Man of Steel for that. I mean, he's really good at swooping in and catching the bad guys, but he's not so hot at the little things, like Miranda rights, due process, making your court date.
Did you have anything to do with the blackout?
Are you fishing for an interview, Miss Lane?
Well, it has been a while since you've been a headline. Maybe it's time people knew your name again. How about we turn this boat around? Call a cab for my son, and then you can do whatever you want with me.
No, I don't think we'll be turning around, Miss Lane, which means that we do have some time to kill. How about that interview?
Yeah, just call me if you hear anything. Okay, thank you.
So what did the school say?
She picked him up at 3:15.
Hi. I heard about Lois.
Yes, come in, Clark. Come in.
Is there anything I can do?
Yeah, you're a reporter. Help Richard track her down.
I'm gonna check her computer. Oh, excuse me, Clark.
What do you know about crystals?
They make great chandeliers.
This crystal may seem unremarkable, but so is the seed of a redwood tree. It's how our mutual friend in tights made his Arctic getaway spot. Cute, it's a little small for my taste.
You're building an island?
You're not seeing the big picture here, Miss Lane. Let me enlarge it for you. Not just an island, an entirely new continent. An extinct world, reborn on our own.
Why?
Land, Miss Lane. I mean, Kitty, what did my father used to say to me?
You're losing your hair?
Before that.
Get out.
He said, you can print money, manufacture diamonds, and people are a dime a dozen, but they'll always need land. It's the one thing they're not making anymore of.
But the United States...
will be under water. It's simple physics, Miss Lane. Two objects cannot occupy the same space at the same time.
And the rest of the world will just let you keep it? They'll...
What? I'll have advanced alien technology thousands of years beyond what anyone could throw at me. Bring it on! And eventually, the rest of the world will be begging me for a piece of high-tech beachfront property. In fact, they'll pay through the nose for it.
But millions of people will die.
Billions! Once again, the press underestimates me. This is front page news. Come on, let me hear you say it just once. Come on.
You're insane.
No! No, the other thing. Come on, I know it's just dangling off the tip of your tongue. Let me hear it just once, please.
Superman will never...
Wrong!
What is that?
I think you know exactly what this is. Mind over muscle, Miss Lane. Mind. Who is that boy's father?
Richard.
Mr. Luther, we're approaching the coordinates.
Are you sure?
Yes, sir. Latitude 40 degrees north, longitude 73 degrees west.
Don't let them leave this room.
Kitty, come with me. You're not going to want to miss this.
She has a password.
Jason.
Richard.
Try Superman. Great.
Don't touch that, honey.
Thank you.
Could you help Mommy open the door?
Sorry.
Downstairs. Brutus is dead. He got hit with the piano.
Where's the boy?
With the mother. Locked up in the pantry.
Oh, it's time for us to go.
My camera's not working. And my phone's not working. Okay, I'm good.
That's weird.
Hey, guys. This just came through the fax. It's Lois's handwriting. I'd recognize it anywhere. I just have no idea what the numbers mean.
They're coordinates. That's just off the coast. Jimmy, tell Perry I'm taking the seaplane.
And keep trying yourself.
These lottery numbers?
I think they're coordinates, Chief.
Thank you.
You in the right direction.
See anything familiar? I see an old man's sick joke. Really? Because I see my new apartment. And a place for Kitty, one for my friends, and that place over there I'll rent out. But you know, maybe you're right. You know, maybe it is a little cold. It's, what's the word I'm searching for? It's a little alien. It lacks that human touch.
You have something that belongs to me.
You're asking yourself, didn't your dad ever teach you to look before you leap?
Crystals. They're amazing, aren't they?
They inherit the traits of the minerals around them. Kind of like a son inheriting the traits of his father.
You took away 5 years of my life. Just returning the favor! Now fly.
So long, Superman.
Your leadership can stir others to their own capacities for moral betterment. The human heart is still subject to monstrous deceits. Our destruction will be over at any moment. I could embrace you in my arms. Your help will be called for endlessly. Remember, even for those tasks which human beings can solve for themselves.
Thank you.
If people really going to die?
Yes.
Get to the helicopter.
kind of morbid, Perry.
Always be prepared. How is she?
Lois?
Yeah.
We can leave whenever you're ready. I mean, you don't have to be here.
Where else would I be?
Police have surrounded the area. Border control, thousands of visitors who have arrived to show their support. Many are carrying homemade signs and banners.
I could drive.
Hospital.
I'd be careful down there, guys. It's a madhouse.
So much for parking.
Do you think I can get in?
You're Lois Lane. They'll let you in.
I want to go with Mommy.
Right here.
This way, Miss Lane.
Mommy, is she gonna get better?
I don't know.
I want him to. I like him.
Me too. They say sometimes that when people are... that sometimes they can hear you.
those?
6.
I would trade 300,000 coconuts and every ounce of your blood for a quart of gasoline!
But what will we have to eat?
Different. Sometimes you feel like an outcast, but you'll never be alone. You will make my strength your own. You will see my life through your eyes as your life will be seen through mine. Son becomes the father, and the father becomes the son.
Will we see you? Around?
I'm always around. Good night, Lois.